One of the things that I didn't know, I had no idea that Mansfield had the nickname Danger City, and that is not a term of endearment.
No. When it was in its decline in the 70s and 80s, it was crime-ridden and, yeah, Danger City, not the kind of thing that you want to put on the T-shirt or the coffee cup. But like many Rust Belt cities, we also take those things as a point of pride when we start to come back. So like one of the beer names that Phoenix has is, I think it's Danger City Beer. I know they pick up on the danger theme. What's funny is now they're supplying beer at Cleveland Browns Stadium. And so when you see Danger City on a can, people automatically assume it's a reference to Baker Mayfield's woke up feeling dangerous thing, when actually it's a throwback reference, and it's kind of a taking new ownership of sort of your hard times.
Hard times. When it comes to restoring life to a faded downtown, giving people a reason to go back downtown, to visit, to work, to live, communities like Mansfield can make investments in Hail Marys. Now, they've got the carousel there. Mm-hmm. They invested more than $1 million in that back in the 1990s, I think it was. But is beer, especially craft brewing, really a better hope to hang your hat on if you're looking to inject new life?
Downtowns are important, and there's a reason that investments get made that might not make sense dollar for dollar. When Akron built its minor league baseball stadium in the mid-1990s, it wasn't like we will make our money back on the $30 million investment that the city made in it. It's that this will generate a new kind of life that's been lost and create a ripple effect. And so in the 1990s, Mansfield built this carousel that's kind of their downtown calling card. And it wasn't like the carousel was going to be some new economic model or anything like that. It was a way of saying we believe in our downtown and we believe in sort of a spirit of a kind of lifestyle that would be attractive to people. The same thing happens when small breweries go into beleaguered neighborhoods and cities. It's not like that's going to replace the factory that was there, but it does replace a spirit of life that has been lost. And economically, you know, this new model of the small brewery has been a dynamic new kind of business that has worked as a small business for a vastly growing number, hundreds and hundreds a year of new microbreweries opening across the country. It's not like we just suddenly discovered that beer is good. It's that this new way of manufacturing it and selling it as sort of a lifestyle item and also as a way to make a small business has manifested itself.
But within less than 10 years, craft brewing has really blown up in Ohio. I mean, we've gone from less than 50 craft brewers back about 7 years ago, I think, to well over 300 and still going now.
Yeah. One of the people I spoke with as I was working on this chapter is Rick Armin, who is kind of considered Ohio's preeminent beer writer. He was following it as a columnist at the Akron Beacon Journal and as a blogger. And he wrote this book about Ohio's craft beers that came out in 2011. And by the time it was even went from submitting the manuscript to publication, the numbers were already being skewed because it's been growing so fast in Ohio. And it's interesting because Ohio is rarely the trendsetter. I mean, one reason we're a good bellwether is we don't set the trends. What we do is we reflect them very well. And so Ohio was kind of just right there along with the pack. But because of some changes that have happened within our state, we are now one of the top five craft beer producers in the country. And we are also near the top 10 in terms of how much beer we consume, which is, you know, a point of pride for me as a beer lover. But it's a significant part of our culture and a growing part of our economy.
And those changes you mentioned, some of them reflect a business-friendly attitude, or certainly a craft brewing-friendly attitude within the legislature in Ohio.
Yeah, and this is where that you would not think of beer and politics as being natural bedfellows, but in truth, one reason that Ohio has made such significant advances in the past several years is because of a sort of a business-friendly approach by John Kasich and by the Ohio legislature toward small breweries. So they reduced licensing fees. They took the cap off on the alcohol content that beer can have to open up, sort of innovation and creativity in the brewing community. They've made the way microbreweries can operate as gathering places more lenient and has opened up the difference between, you know, you and me as buddies in our garage making homebrew, going from a hobby to a business, much more possible.